Welcome to this deep dive into stopping the swarm, larval control and prevention. Our mission today is to help you identify and stop mosquito infestations before they even, you know, take flight.
Right, so you can actually enjoy spending time in your yard this summer. And, well, as pest control experts here at Bug Out, we see this play out every single day.
Oh, constantly. You step into your backyard on a beautiful evening thinking you're about to relax, and suddenly you're caught in a swarm.
Yeah, you've essentially just walked into an ambush. It's the classic summer trap.
It really is. And I think people focus so much on swatting the adult bugs, but the real battle is won before those mosquitoes ever get off the ground.
Absolutely. The whole problem really starts with their hideouts, which is always stagnant water.
Right. So we're talking puddles, ponds, bird baths.
Clogged gutters are a huge one.
Oh, yeah, the gutters. And it's not just the water itself that draws them in, right? It's what's actually in that water.
Exactly. When water just sits still, it builds up this massive concentration of microscopic debris. And that debris is basically the ultimate buffet for mosquito larvae. Because, you know, flowing water washes that food source away, but a stagnant pool, it acts as this nutrient-rich nursery.
Which is a little gross, honestly. Mm-hmm. But if you look closely into one of those stagnant pools, you can actually see them feeding.
Yeah, they're these tiny wiggly larvae. They look remarkably similar to little tadpoles.
I mean, it's basically a ticking time bomb in your gutters.
Yeah.
And what really shocked me from the source material is the timeline here.
Oh, it's incredibly fast.
Right. Like, in ideal conditions, especially in warm places like Jacksonville, Florida, where mosquito activity really spikes those larvae hatch into adult mosquitoes in just 24 to 48 hours.
It's wild. They go from swimming to swarming in a day or two.
Wait, so if the clock is ticking that fast, how do we actually diffuse this before they mature into a massive swarm?
Well, that timeline is exactly why early identification is so crucial. But for immediate action, there are rapid DIY interventions you can do.
Like using stuff.
Exactly. You can get rid of larvae by putting everyday items like dish soap, shampoo, cooking oil, or even vinegar directly into those breeding grounds.
Straight into the puddles.
Yep, straight in. And early intervention is essential here. You have to shut it down before the infestation grows.
Which makes sense. I mean, it works in a pinch to just hit the wigglers with a squirt of dish soap.
Right. It's a great temporary fix.
But, I mean, relying on soap and vinegar to manage your whole property is essentially playing whack-a-mole.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally reactive. While that stuff works in a pinch, getting help from professional exterminators is, well, it's the absolute best way to prevent mosquito infestations entirely.
Because we know exactly how disruptive these pests are. As Bug Out experts, we're always prepared to assist with that ultimate prevention.
Exactly. We treat the whole environment so you're not just chasing puddles with a bottle of dish soap.
Right. Though it does make you look at your yard a little differently. I mean, if everyday items like dish soap or vinegar can completely halt a mosquito's life cycle.
It's just surface physics, really.
Right, but it makes you wonder, what other tiny, unnoticed microscopic ecosystems might be thriving in your yard's puddles right now, just waiting for the right warm weather to hatch?
Oh, there's a whole unseen world out there for sure.
Definitely something to think about next time you walk past a bird bath.
Yeah.
For professional help, call Bug Out at 904-225-9956.